Jeff DeZeller is a project manager with the St. Paul District Office of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. DeZeller says about four of the last 6 years have been dry compared to the average flows on most of the upper Mississippi River. He says that's preventing a drawdown of water levels in the Winona to Trumpolo area.
Flows were about half of what they needed to be to even start a drawdown. There's not enough water flowing through the pool to be able to even do a drawdown and still at the same time maintain the 9-foot commercial navigation channel.
Mary Stefanski is the Winona District Manager for the Upper Mississippi River National Wildlife and Fish Refuge. She says drawdowns are being made to help restore the natural habitat of the river.
We do see incredible benefits coming for fish and wildlife, and then that goes back to helping people either recreate more if they're a hunter or an angler, or just if they're a bird watcher, that the habitat improves so much that everybody can see something different out there.
Stefanski adds the drawdowns allow more plants to grow. She says that improves water clarity because they pull sediment out of the river. DeZeller of the Corps says they've created about 1,000 acres of additional habitat through other drawdowns on the Mississippi River near Buffalo City and just south of La Crosse. Both say they hope conditions will be ideal for drawing down water levels next year. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.